哎，大家请坐。感谢主耶稣带领好，我们下午来讲祷告抵抗罪恶。
We give thanks to God that so today's afternoon topic will be talking about a prayer that resists sin.
请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Hebrews 12 verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Verse 1. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin.
啊，这里提到我们在奔跑天国的道路。
So he records that what we are on the race to heaven.
啊，要放下各样的重担。
So we should lay aside every weight and burden.
也要把那个会缠累我们的那个罪呢，啊，把它脱去。
And we should get rid of the sin that so easily ensnares us.
那么他也提醒我们，跟罪恶相争，应该要付出一切的代价。
So if you are to resist sin, you have to pay the cost.
那当时候希伯来书的读者，他们对这个事情啊，还没有做到彻底的地步。
And so the author of Hebrews has not done this accomplished this yet.
我们的灵性就好像一部已经用了好几年的电脑，累积很多没有用的一些文件啊，一些资料。
So our spiritual life is likened to an old computer that has a lot of files that is not used.
要把这些资料给去垃圾给清除掉，重新开机，它会跑得更快。
So if you put all of these things in the recycle bin and erase them, then the computer will run faster.
厨房里面的抽油烟机哈，累积了很多的油垢，你要把它清一清。
So with the kitchen tools, sometimes with the utensils, they can accumulate a lot of oil, so you need to constantly clean it up.
我们走天国路也是一样。
So likewise with us, I'm running in the path to heaven.
每一天可能都有一些小的过失。
So we may have small transgressions.
那这个积少成多会成为我们的重担。
And if these transgressions accumulate, then this will become our burden.
这个世界呢，从来都不觉得，这个罪的可怕。
So this world does not know how scary sin can be.
啊，这是一个越来越没有罪恶感、越来越没有羞耻、羞愧感的这世界。
So the world has become a world that has less and less sensitivity to sin and less sense of shame.
那罪恶阻挡我们在天国的路上继续前进。
So sin is a hindrance for us to step forward in our path to heaven.
不圣洁会使我们跟神越来越远离。
So if we're unholy, then we will draw further away towards God.
那么我们一定要常常去在祷告中来思想有哪些过错。
So we should think about what kind of sins we have when we pray to God.
因为如果不这么做，我们还会面对一个危机。
So if we don't do this, then we will have we'll meet a crisis.
我们看撒迦利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3.
有罪在身，会被魔鬼控告。
So if you have sin, then you will be accused by the devil.
撒迦利亚书旧约圣经和合本两段式的是1112页。
Zechariah chapter 3.
撒迦利亚书三章，我们从第一节来看。
Let's look at verse one.
这是当时候的先知撒迦利亚他看到的异象。
So this is the vision that the prophet Zechariah had seen at that time.
那看到当时候的大祭司叫做约书亚，站在耶和华的使者面前。
So the vision showed Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord.
那撒旦也站在约书亚的右边。
So Satan was standing at the right hand to oppose him.
这个场景就好像是一个法院啊，法庭在审判的这样的一个场景。
So this scene is like an enactment of a court, Supreme Court.
神坐在宝座来当审判官。
And God is sitting on the judge's seat.
那旁边有很多很多的神的使者。
And there's a lot of God's messengers.
那代表以色列百姓的这个大祭司约书亚也站在使者的旁边。
And also Joshua, who stood on behalf of the Israelites, stood beside the messengers.
那撒旦呢？撒旦他是一个控告者。
And so Satan is the accuser.
他站在约书亚的右边。
And he stood on towards the right of Joshua.
啊，就是控告者，他会站在被告者的右边。
So the accuser will stand on the right of the defendant.
所以这个是始祖的一个法庭的场景。
And this is an enactment of a court scene.
那撒旦呢，来控诉这个约书亚。
And so Satan here he accused Joshua.
哦，因为他第三节说他穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。
Because he was clothed with filthy garments before the angel.
这个大祭司就是把以色列百姓的罪辜啊带到神面前。
And so the high priest presents the sin of the people before God.
所以他那一件污秽的衣服是代表整个以色列百姓的过错。
And so these garments represent the transgressions and sins of the people.
他们的国家已经灭亡，他被掳到外邦，现在神让他们再重回他们的故乡。
And so God had brought them away from exile and brought them back to their homeland.
可是他们从被掳之地回来，他们回到故乡，在他们的生活中也累积了很多的过错。
But within this process, they have accumulated a lot of transgressions.
那这个在审判的过程呢？
And within this process of judgment,
最后神做宣判。
So God is the judge.
神怎么宣判呢？
What is his verdict?
第二节，
Verse 2.
神向撒旦说。
So the Lord said to Satan,
撒旦啊，耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你。
The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you.
啊，那这个以色列百姓，他不就是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗
？So isn't Israel a remnant that has been selected from fire?
也就是说，这根柴被烧了一半，这个主人回来赶快把它从火中抽出来，来让它能够全身而退。
So this is a brand plucked from fire, so it was about to be consumed.
已经烧了一半了。
It has been consumed.
再不抽出来就全然毁灭了。
If it was not taken plucked out, then it will be destroyed.
以色列百姓从苦难中被压制，神怜悯让他们能够回到自己的故乡。
And so the Israelites have been oppressed, and God had received them back, led them back to their homeland.
所以这个时候神的怜悯就跑出来。
And we can see the compassion God has shown towards his people.
所以随后就有一些动作。
And then there follows certain actions.
啊，脱去他污秽的衣服。
So he got rid of his filthy garments.
啊，那脱离罪孽还要把他穿上华美的衣服。
So once he has gotten rid of his garments, he'll be clothed with rich robes.
第五节，再把洁净的冠冕戴在头上。
Let them put a clean turban on his head.
就是祭司的这个装扮。
And this is the attire of the priest.
重新恢复他的华美。
So he has been restored to his former glory.
以色列百姓被掳，能够回来，这是神的作为。
And so this is the deed of God that they are able to be led back to their homeland.
但是一时之间，百姓的过错都在这个大祭司约书亚的身上。
However, all the sins have been placed onto Joshua.
所以当一个人在神面前站立的时候，如果我们是带着一些污秽，那会被魔鬼控告。
So if we are clothed in sin before God, then we will be accused by the Satan.
哎，将来在审判的时候，魔鬼会跳出来控告我们，你什么时候犯了什么罪。
In judgment day, Satan will also come up to accuse us of what sins we have committed.
以前有一间教会啊，有来了一个慕道者，他家里是设神坛啊、哦。那这个慕道者呢，他到教会来啊，身上有很多的鬼魔在他身上，他很不平安，不正常。
So there was a truth-seeking friend, who was truth-seeking at church, and then he had an altar built at his place. And when he came to church, he was disturbed by several spirits.
那有人跟他传福音说，就是耶稣才能够救你。
And someone told him that, preached to him, saying that only Jesus can save you.
所以他就来了。
So he came.
他一来的时候就变成教会跟这个撒旦在征战。
So once he came, the church warred against Satan.
他家里设神坛，很多的鬼魔在那里。
So at his place, there's the altar where there's a lot of devils.
他的父亲呢，不让他来信耶稣。
And his father did not allow him to come to believe.
可是家里的那些鬼神没有办法让他得平安。
But the devil, the spirits did not let him have peace.
那就必须要征战了。
So need to have undergo the spiritual battle.
那怎么征战呢？
So how do you battle?
就要祷告啊。
Through prayer.
就是要奉主的名赶鬼啊。
So you need to cast the devil out in the name of the Lord Jesus.
那祷告了一段时间呢？
So after praying for a certain time.
没有什么特别的改变。
There was not much change.
那有一天，职务人员大家就都集合起来，在为他祷告。
Then one day, the council members once again gathered together and prayed for this person.
结果这位慕道者，他身上的灵啊，那个灵呢，就开口说话。
And so when he was possessed by the spirit, then the spirit spoke.
对那些祷告的人说
，He said to those who are praying,
你们好不到哪里去啊。
Oh, you are not.You're not even good.
你以为我不知道你们做了什么事啊？
You don't think I don't know what you've done.
你这个负责人，你昨天晚上跟太太吵架，你还好意思来管我？
So you are always quarreling. So why are you qualified to actually try to cast me out?
头就低下来。
So he bowed his head.
你
you
什么事？做了什么事？
So what did you do?
一个一个点名，好像班长在点名一样，一个一个点，点到名字，然后把他犯什么错就讲出来。
So he nominated every council member present and talked about what they've done wrong.
有时候跟太太吵嘴也不好意思跟人家讲，魔鬼都知道，传道不一定知道，魔鬼一定知道。
So although no one will know, but the devil will know.
所以留给魔鬼一个地步，他控诉啊，控告啊，每个人都头都低下来，头低下来还要祷告吗？没办法祷告了。
So you can't continue praying once you've bowed your head because you've been accused by the devil of your wrongdoings.
好像这个地方撒旦在控告一样。
So here it's like how the devil is accusing them.
那怎么办啊？
So what do you do?
大家就开会。
So they held a meeting.
我们要彼此认错。
We need to confess our sins to each other.
我们还是有一些不同心的地方。
Because there's an area where we need to work on our unity.
我们自己也有一些缺失。
And we all have our own small transgressions.
那怎么办？
So what do you do?
先祷告。
So we should pray first.
认罪。
And confess our sins.
求主来赦免。
And ask God to forgive our sins.
那大概是一个星期啊，大家就禁食祷告。
So everyone fasted and prayed for a week.
那太太要跟太太和好啊，那要跟太太和好就是一起同心祷告，然后在祷告中同心。很多夫妻不能同心啊，因为不在一起祷告，你注意看。
So,
夫妻如果没有常常在家里一起祷告，很容易吵嘴啊。你不跟耶稣说话，夫妻就不容易说话。
So a lot of times, many couples do not have harmony because they do not pray together, nor do they, pray to Jesus enough.
So 改过，改过。
So you need to change.
那一个星期以来之后，大家再来祷告。
So after a week, they gathered to pray again.
在同心合意的奉主的名赶他
，and they casted the devil in the name of the Lord Jesus in unity，
那就好了
，and then he was made well，
那个鬼就跑掉了
，then this devil was cast out。
魔鬼最怕基督徒同心
，so the devil is most scared of Christians being in unity。
如果基督徒都是圣洁的啊，常常在有什么亏欠，我们就在主面前求主来。饶恕来补满我们的亏缺，魔鬼就跑了。魔鬼就是要找缝隙，你没给他缝隙，他就无立足之处。
So if we confess our sins to each other and we're spiritually cultivating, we're holy, then the devil will have nothing to say to us and he will flee from us.
那怎么除罪
？So how do we remove our sins?
耶稣赐给我们一个法宝。
So God, the Lord has given us a principle to follow.
祷告。
which is to pray.
祷告就是一个利器。
And prayer is a source of strength.
我们怎么对付罪啊？
So how do we combat sin?
主耶稣说祷告。
The Lord Jesus said to pray.
神就应许我们，你用祷告去对付罪，罪就会跑掉。
Then if you pray, then the sin will flee.
那首先我们一定要跟罪站在对立面，你不能跟他为伍，你不能跟他当成朋友。
So first, you should regard sin as an enemy, not a friend.
如果你不跟他当成朋友，你才有机会来胜过他。
So if you do not deem it as a friend, then you will have this chance to overcome it.
如果我们都跟罪站在一起，我们永远无法胜过，而且是永远被他捆绑。
So if you think this sin is a friend, then you will always be bound by it, and you will never be released.
那就是要对抗。
So you should oppose the sin.
怎么对抗？祷告。
So how do you oppose the sin? Through prayer.
才能够除掉这个罪。
Then you can remove the sin.
那首先当然我们要知道罪。
So first we should know what the essence of sin is.
我们要对它宣战。
We should declare war against it.
我才有办法去制服。
Then we can control it.
我们就用大卫他犯罪，然后认罪悔改啊，被神饶恕的过程来做这个勉励，看他的心路历程是怎么走的。
So let's see David's journey in repentance and how God has forgiven him.
首先我们请看诗篇三十二篇。
Let's look at Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇。
Psalm 32.
第一个阶层是这样。
This is the first level, the first stage.
大卫他犯罪以后，他写了这个诗，三十二篇。
So after he has sinned, he has written this psalm.
他一开始说了。
So he first said,
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
Verse 1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
他当王享用不尽的荣华富贵，但他不觉得这是有福，他认为真正的福气是在神面前呢没有罪的人。
So he regards that those who have riches and glory is not blessed, but those whose transgression is forgiven by God is counted blessed.
但是一个人怎么可能在神面前没有罪呢？
So how can man be sinless before God?
看第二节啊。
Verse 2.
心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Verse 2. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity.
人这个常常在犯错，但是这个错这个罪能够被赦免，能够被遮盖，在神面前不算为有罪，神赦免他了，这个人是有福气的，不是当王才有福气。
So blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. So those who have repented and have for their sins, God will bless.
不是每个人都有机会当王，但是每个人都有平等的机会，可以在神面前获得神的恩免。
So not everyone has the opportunity to become king, but everyone has the equal opportunity to be blessed by God by having their sin imputed.
那底下三节呢，到五节就是在讲他的心路历程。
So verses 3 to 5 talks about how he felt.
他说我开始犯错的时候，我不认罪，那不认罪的在怎么状况呢？
So once he sinned, so he did not confess his sin. So what kind of situation was he in?
他不认罪。终日哀哼，骨头快要枯干。
So his bones grew old, and he was groaning all day long.
别人不一定知道他的罪，但是他内心最清楚他犯了什么罪。
So no one may know what his sin was, but he himself clearly knew what kind of sin he committed against God.
所以他心里不安，因为良心控告他。
So he was very in distress because his conscience was accusing him.
魔鬼也会借着人的良心来控告一个人呢。
And the devil will also use the conscience to accuse someone.
那会经过黑夜，也会度到白日。
And there he for day and night.
他不认罪啊。
He did not confess his sin.
不管什么时间。
Regardless of what time it was.
一天二十四小时，他都觉得神的手在他身上很沉重的在击打他。
So he felt that the hand of God was heavy.Upon him,
很痛苦啊。
It was very, it was a suffering for him.
第四节的底下说，他的精神耗尽，好像夏天的干旱。
So in Verse 4, it says, my vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
那为什么他的精神会耗尽？
Why was his vitality turned to, well, drained?
因为他跟他的良心在打仗，他跟他自己的良心在打仗。
Because he was battling with his own conscience.
啊，那个战场就是在他的心里。
And this battlefield was his heart.
所以毁坏的东西都是他自己的。
So whatever was broken was done by him.
这个世界最厉害、最可怕的战争是自己跟自己打仗。
So the worst, the most frightening battle is within yourself.
最可怕的敌人是自己。
You are the you're your own worst enemy.
因为他不认罪。
Because you do not confess your own sin.
但是他内在的真实的那个良心，那个真的我呢，要控诉他，你有罪不认呐、啊？你想你可以掩盖吗？
But the true me, who is the conscience, will accuse us, saying, "Oh, we can't cover our sins."
一方面害怕神击打。
So on one hand, he was scared of God striking him.
很痛苦啊。
He was in much pain.
第五节。
Verse 5.
一个转变。
There was the turning point.
他终于来到神面前。
So he came before God.
他向神陈明他的罪。
And he acknowledged his sin to God.
不是神不知道他的罪哦。
It is not that God did not know his sin.
但是神要他自己明白承认，一一的述说，我到底犯了多少罪。
So God wanted him to tell him of all the sins he has committed.
在神面前当然无可隐瞒，所以他只能坦白。
So of course he cannot hide anything from God, so you have to confess.
表示他全然的要回转。
So he wanted to completely turn over a new leaf.
经历的这样心路历程。
And so he wanted to have a complete shift.
我要向耶和华承认我的过犯。
And he said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
不但反省以后知道自己犯什么罪，也去承认这是罪。
Not only did he self-reflect and self-examine, but he acknowledged that this was a sin.
而且求神来赦免。
And he asked the Lord to forgive this iniquity.
你看看在祷告的时候啊，他就兴起一个信心，他就说啊，神，你就赦免我的罪恶。
And so in this prayer, he had this faith, saying how asking God to forgive his sin.
我们现在的生活是不是停留在第三节、第四节
？So in our lives today, are we stuck in verse?
我们在经历过第五节，我们才能够回到第一节跟第二节。
So once we've gone through verse 5, we can go back to verse 1 and 2.
要成为一个真正在神面前不算为有罪，不是没有犯罪哦，是神已经赦免我们的罪。
So it is to become a person that God has forgiven our sins.
所以他重新就跟自己的良心和好。
And so he had made reconciliation with his own conscience.
我们很多时候都是跟自己不好的。
And most of the time, many times we do not.
因为良心在控告我们。
For our conscience accuses us all day.
要与自己和好。
We need to be and reconcile with yourself.
那我们要先回到神面前跟神和好，让我们不能跟神好的就是因为我们的罪过。
And so we need to go before God's presence and ask him for his forgiveness.
带到神面前，我们承认求神赦免，我们跟神和好就能够跟自己和好。
In order to reconcile ourselves before reconciling with ourselves, we need to reconcile with God first.
我们看约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章，我们看第八节。
Verse 8。
第八节。
Verse 8。
第八节这么说，说我们若说自己没有罪，就是自己欺骗自己。
Verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
那真理也不在我们心里了。
And the truth is not in us.
我们若认自己的罪，
Verse 9, if we confess our sins,
神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
So he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
要洗净我们一切的不义。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这个原来的原文的这个形式来讲，就是说他要不断的来洗净我们的罪。
And so in the original text, it means that he will continually wash away our sins.
而且用过去式来说，神要赦免我们的罪。
And he used the past tense to say that God has forgiven our sins.
从受洗那一刻起呢，神赦免我们的罪的，到未来永恒，只要我们每一次都认自己的罪，神的宝血呢，又再一次的来洁净我们。
at the moment of baptism until eternity, if we continue to confess our sins and ask God and repent from our sins, then God will continually wash away our sins.
所以我们自己要做一个心理的建设。
So we need to guard our hearts.
我们不能够用自己很软弱作为犯罪的借口，但已经犯了错，我们就要认罪。
So don't use your weakness as an excuse to say how weak you are, but we need to,
好，那我们啊，没关系。那我们为什么相信神会赦免我们的罪呢
？So why do we believe that God will, wash away our sins?
那这个地方提到神的神性中有两个特质。
So in God's nature, there's two characteristics.
他是信实的。
So he is faithful.
他是公义的。
And he is righteous.
这两个是不会改变的。
And these two qualities will never change.
所以他会赦免我们的罪，这个原则呢也不会改变。
And his principle of, forgiving us our sins will never change.
神是信实的意思是说，以前，比如说你看大卫认罪，神赦免他。那神是信实的，他对我也是一样啊。我认罪，他也会赦免我，因为神是信实的。
So God is faithful because, like David, when he has sinned, he had repented and God has forgiven his sins. Likewise with us, if we repent of our sins, and God will forgive us.
那第二个基础就是公义啊，神是公义的。
And second quality is that God is, righteous.
也就是说，神他喜欢我们走在公义的路上。
So God loves it when we walk into in the paths of righteousness.
那现在我们犯罪认罪，我们要回到公义的路上，神很高兴啊，所以他赦免我们的罪。
And so God is very happy once we are to return to these paths of righteousness.
我们建立在神是信实的，神是公义的，他会赦免我们。
So we should believe and be convicted that Jesus, that the Lord is faithful and righteous.
但是我们要认罪。
But we need to confess of our sins.
有些时候认罪好像很难。
Sometimes it's very difficult for us to confess of our sins.
但是不认罪会更加的艰难。
But it's harder if you do not confess.
我们一生都要跟我们的良心打仗。
We'll have to fight with your conscience, every day.
啊，所以有了过犯呢，不可怕。可怕的是有过犯不承认。不认罪，那才是可怕。
So what is fearful is that not you do not that you sin, but what's more fearful is that you do not confess of this sin.
这是大卫给我们的第一个心路历程。
And this is the first, contemplation that David has given us.
我们认罪悔改就好像我们一直对着太阳。
So once we have repented of our sins, we are likened to looking at the sun.
圣经也把神比喻成公义的日头。
And the Bible has also used an allegory as metaphor saying how God is a sun.
我们面对自己的过犯，我们面对神，向神认罪悔改。
So once we have confronted our sin, we will look upon God.
我们的阴影是在背后，我们看不到。
We cannot see our shadow.
如果我们转过来，
if we turn back,
用我们的背对着太阳，
and if we have our backs against the sun,
我们不理会神。
And we ignore God.
不管我们走到什么地方，我们的阴影都在我们眼前。
So no matter where we go, our shadow will always be in front of us.
但是当我们愿意勇敢转过来面对公义的太阳的时候，阴影就不看到。
But once we bravely face the sun, then our shadows will disappear.
愿我们都是永远面对阳光。
Because we will always look at the sun for eternity.
不是在自己的阴影，在黑暗中生活。
We do not live in our shadows in darkness.
我们再看诗篇十九篇
，Psalm 19.
第二个这个阶层啊，这个阶段。
This is the second stage.
诗篇十九篇
，Psalm 19.
十二节
，Verse 12.
十二节，诗篇十九篇十二节
，Psalm 19 verse 12.
谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults.
大卫他第一个阶段知道自己的罪，虽然一时不承认，后来他认罪悔改了。
So although David did not know his sin for a while, but he was aware of it and he repented.
第二步呢，就是要求神赦免我们隐而未现的。
The second stage is for us to ask God to cleanse us from our secret faults.
发现的要认罪悔改。
If we have have understood our fault, then we should repent.
可能有隐而未现的。
And there may be secret faults.
所以为了保险，我们要认罪悔改。
So in order for insurance, we should, repent of our sins.
知道的要犯，要认罪，不知道的有可能有不知道的，那我们也要求神赦免。
There's a possibility for us not knowing of our sins as well, so we should ask the Lord to forgive our secret faults.
哦，他就告诉我们说，人要知道自己的过失呢是很困难的啦。
So it is very difficult for a man to understand his own, secret faults.
那我们不知道没有发现，不代表我们没有罪。
So if we discover it, doesn't necessarily mean that we have no sin.
隐藏在背后的。
It is hidden.
或者是无意间啊忽略掉的，忽略掉，所以就犯了错。
Or we unconsciously commit this transgression and sin.
或者是我们不认为这样是错，做是错的，结果是错的。
Perhaps we do not deem this as something wrong, but we still continue with it.
那我们常常都是会用自己的标准再去反省一下，反省你用一样的标准去犯错，再用一样的标准去看，没有错啊，都符合我一贯的作风啊，没有错。
So if we use our own standards to measure of our own faults, then nothing will change.
所以那大卫他祷告啊。
And here David prayed.
我们现代人都会保险嘛，啊，汽车保险、房屋保险。很多保险啊，连这个手机啊，手机会保险啊，每个月交多少钱啊，那如果摔坏的话，它可以换一次全新的。
So always, we always apply for warranty or insurance because for especially for phones.
那这个求赦免隐而未现的过错，好像是在这个事情上面，我去投一个保险。
So this is likened to applying for insurance.
那就是要力求完善。
So we should be resolved to pursue after perfection.
啊，他对付罪要到这个地步来。
So we should eliminate sin to this extent.
在哥林多前书第四章啊，保罗他写了一段话，非常感动人了。我们来看一下啊。
So First Corinthians chapter four.
啊，哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter four.
啊，从第一节来看。
这个 verse one.
他说人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家、啊、他认为说别人对我们的评价呢，我认为最有价值的是把我们当成基督的执事，是神奥秘事的管家，这是最尊荣的称呼、啊、
So this is the most glorious calling that a man considers servants of Christ and stewards the mysteries of God.
所以他希望大家对他评价的时候，不要一直说他是最伟大的使徒。我认为我就是神的仆人，你把我当成神的仆人，我认为这是最尊贵的。
So Paul reckons that he should not be called as the greatest, a greatest apostle, but he considers himself as a servant of the house of God.
那对于管家的要求是什么
？So what is the requirement of being a steward of the house of God?
忠心。
To be loyal.
啊，这是最高的评价。
And this is the highest.Rating.
那这个中心跟底下要讲的这些事到底有什么关系
？And so, what is the relationship between loyalty and being a steward?
他底下要讲的是他被论断的事情。
Oh, sorry. About the things in private that he was being judged.
言下之意就是说，当一个仆人哦，一个神的仆人呐、啊，他被论断的时候，他用什么态度来看待？就显示出他到底有没有忠心。
And so once a servant of God has been judged, then his reaction is a measure of how he views his role.、
啊、他在这个地方有提到四种论断。
And here he talks about four types of judgment that has been passed on to him.
第一个论断呢，就是被哥林多教会的信徒评价。
At first he was reviewed by the members of the Church of Corinth.
啊，因为这个有频繁的互动，哦，有非常紧密的关系，所以常常会有一些火花出现了。牧者跟牧人呢、啊，跟这个羊群之间呢、啊，因为关怀，好像夫妻，好像父母，跟孩子，难免会有一些观念上的落差。
So within the intimate communication between the church and Paul at that time.There may be some misconceptions, misunderstanding.
哦，那另外呢，被哥林多教会以外的人论断。
And so he was also judged by those who are outside of the church of Corinth.
那第三个是自己论断自己。
And third is that he judges himself.
啊，他认为说这是小事。
And this is, he reckons, he deems this as something minute.
他认为是小事，不是说我就不在乎啊，不是一派不在乎啊，很潇洒或是很傲慢，不在乎，不是，他都有反省哦。因为你看看他底下就讲啊，哦，第四节就说了。我不觉得自己有错，就是他有经过反省哦。哥林多教会信徒、别人还有他自己，他的对自己的评价，他就再反省一番哦。
So he had done this, he had made his judgment after he had self-examined.
那他一时之间没有发现说自己有什么明显的错啊。
And he had realized he has not committed a grave error or mistake.、
哦、那当然很好，那这个就变成80分哦，至少80分哦。
So he has achieved a score of around 80%.
但是还不到100分呢、啊。
But he has not achieved 100 yet.
底下这个态度再给他加20分，他刚好100分。
And so if includes his own judgment, then he will have 100%.
正确的态度是什么？
What's his, a correct attitude?
我虽然没有觉得自己有什么不好，但是我不并不因为这样我就变成义了。
So he thinks he has not done nothing wrong, yet he does not consider himself righteous.
这表示说我可能有隐而未现的。
So there could be a hidden fault or sin.
我要把最终、最正确、最终极的判断呢交给天上的神。
So I will leave the final judgment to God.
那所以他自己不要对自己有过多的判断。
And so he should not judge himself too excessively.
他就说这就是忠心。
And this is how he, this is his loyalty.
很多时候我们认为忠心就是把一件事情办得十全十美就是忠心。
Sometimes we think that we define loyalty as something that we should complete it Well, in a very high standard.
但是忠心的表现有很多的面向。当来到了一个人被另外一些人判断的时候呢，用什么态度应对，这也是来作为一个忠心的指标。
But there are many facets to being loyal, such as what if you've been judged a certain way, then how you react to it is a reflection of how loyal you are.
表示他有反省。
So it means that he has.Self-reflected.
他有反省的能力。
He has this ability to self-examine himself.
工人本身有自省的能力哦，他就是忠心。
So if a worker has self-examined, then he is loyal.
哦，不一定是要很大的恩赐，讲到多么的感人，有权柄，那是另外一回事。但是他若有时常有一种自我反省的能力，这就是可以被解读为他是一个忠心的人了。
It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be eloquent when speaking sermons, but if you have this heart of self-examination, then this is an indicator of your own loyalty to God.
一个人的高的 IQ 啊，就是他的聪明很高，可能比较容易成功。但是 EQ 呢，如果 EQ 更高的人呢，他会更快乐。IQ 会更容易 ，IQ 高更容易成功，但是 EQ 高会让你更靠近快乐。
So if you have a higher IQ, that means that you are more, you tend to be, can make, be more successful. But if you have a higher EQ, then you can be happier.
保罗就是这样啊。
And this is what Paul said.
那我们就可以知道说，隐而未现的呢，求神赦免其实很重要。
And so it's vital for us to have our hidden faults, forgiven by God.
大卫他对付罪是对付到这样的地步。
And this is how David's attitude is formed towards sin.
啊，很多人都会假装啊，我没有什么罪啊，没有什么错啊。其实很多隐而未现的，他这种态度就可以知道说，可能背后有很多的错，他自己都没有发现。
So sometimes if people will say, I've done nothing wrong, but in the background, there's a lot of things going on.
好，再翻回来诗篇十九篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 19.
第三个阶段。
The third stage.
十三节
Verse 13.
诗篇十九篇十三节
Psalm 19, verse 13.
求你拦阻仆人，不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。第三个阶段就是求神阻挡我们犯罪。
And so the third stage is for asking God for us to hinder, oppose us from sinning.
第一个阶段，第二个阶段，这都是已经犯了，犯的罪都成为既成事实了。
And so, the first two stages have shown that you have already committed sin.
那成为既成事实呢？不管知道的还是未发现的，都要求神赦免。
So what's come into reality, no matter if you are aware of it or if it's a hidden sin, then we should ask God for forgiveness.
但是更好的是什么呢？就不要犯罪。
But what is best is for us to try not to sin.
哦，已经犯了，不管知道不知道都要求神赦免了。已经犯了吗？那就是只能够补救嘛，求神赦免。但是比这个更好的是不要犯罪。
So although we have committed transgression, it's better for us to, indeed, it's good for us to ask God for forgiveness, but it's better for us to prevent us from sinning.
但是自己很难啊，如何不犯罪啊？
But it's very difficult because how can we not sin since we are
要祷告
human, so we should pray.
求神来帮助我们。
And ask God to aid, assist us and support us.
不是求神帮助我们犯罪，是求神让我们在不犯罪的事情上面来得到帮助。
And so it is not for us not to sin, but to receive help from God in areas that we lack on.
就是我们想要犯罪的时候呢，我们就祷告。
So when we feel like sinning, we should ask God for help.
啊，这样说是有点矛盾的。应该是说，我们平常就要祷告主啊。如果我要做的一些事情是得罪你的，你就让我失败啊。我不要成功，我成功得罪你，我宁愿失败。
And so we should pray more often, so our prayer can be like, if success is hinders us from our spirituality from growing, then we should ask God to not let us be successful.
在我们一般的认知里头，祷告就是要求成功啊，啊，功成名就啊，荣华富贵啊，娶得美娇娘啊，啊，找到好工作啊，啊，生儿育女啊，要男就得男，要女就得女嘛，两个字写起来就是好日一个嘛，那不是很好吗？大家都求成功嘛。
So many of people who pray, they often pray for success.
好事上求成功是好，但是恶事上求成功就得罪神了。
But if we pray for success in the areas that of sin, then this is not pleasing to God.
大卫这个祷告非常伟大。
And David's prayer indeed is very great.
他伟大到用祷告来求失败。
So he was great to the point he even asked God for him to fail.
人认为的成功在神眼中可能是失败。
So what men regard defined as success may be deemed as failure in God's eyes.
人眼中看为失败，神也许看是成功。
And what we see as failure can be defined as success in God's eyes.
那平常就要祷告。
And so we should pray more often.
我们现在都有一种贯彻意志，我的意见我的想法一定要成功，但是如果是坏事就得罪神了，那这种成功有什么意义呢？
So we often have to push our own opinion to say what we feel should be hearkened to by God, but then it will just bring glory to God.
如果我们平常能够祷告，主啊，我不知道这样做有没有合你的旨意，我可能没有很好的判断力，那假若不合你的旨意，求你让我失败。
And so we can ask God, saying, "Oh, I don't have a good sense of judgment. So if this is not according to your will, then please let me fail."
这样才是成功。
And this is success in the eyes of God.
那在圣经里面有记载几件事情啊。
And in the Bible records some incidents.
有人要犯罪，神阻挡。
When they were about to sin, God had prevented them from doing so.
可是我们会疑问啊，有更多人犯罪，神并没有阻挡。
And there's a lot of questions saying, that God has not prevented some people from sinning. Why?
你看那个建造那个巴别塔、巴别城啊。
Look at the Tower of Babel.
神就降临了。
So God descended from heaven.
他要这个集中在一起，不要分散，要传扬人的名啊，不合神的旨意啊，神把他阻挡了。
And so God has prevented the tower from being built.
所以就让他们口音变乱以后呢，大家没有办法沟通，乱了，所以就走不下去了，就散掉了。
And so once God had confused the languages, then they have spread throughout the earth, scattered throughout the earth.
失败却是好的。
And so failure can be a good thing.
因为这样没有背逆神。
Because he will not rebel against God.
那另外就是亚伯拉罕他去了一趟埃及。
And there was one time where Abraham went to Egypt.
创世纪的十二章。
And in Genesis 12.
他的妻子极其美貌。
So Sarah was very beautiful.
啊，被带到法老的宫中。
And so she was brought into the courts of Pharaoh.
结果神就出面阻挡。
And God had revealed himself to.
因为他说这是我的妹妹。
Prevent this from happening because Abraham said that Sarah was his sister.
妻子的美貌啊，为他带来危机。
And so the beauty of his wife brought a danger to him.
既然是你的妹妹，就把她带到王宫里头。
And since he's your sister, she's been brought to the palace.
这是他的软弱。
And this was his weakness.
但是神保守。
But God had kept him.
阻挡这个恶事发生。
And he prevented from a bad thing from happening.
啊，第二件事情在创世纪的二十章。
Second was in Genesis 20.
啊，同样的类似的事情又发生。
A similar incident happened again.
在基拉尔王那个地方。
So in Gerar.
啊，也是声称是他的妹妹，其实是他的妻子，因为是他的同父异母妹妹没有错。可是他有一个更亲密的关系，就是夫妻，应该就更亲密的关系来讲，这是夫妻啊，不再是一个妹妹了，因为结了婚了，就不要再提妹妹了，那是他的妻子的。可是为了这样的一个，为了自己啊的安全呢、啊，他就声称啊是妹妹。
So in order to keep up his appearances and for safety, he called her his sister.
那个晚上，神就出面，神就对基拉尔王跟他责备：“你是死人啊！”那别人的妻子呢
？And in the evening, God revealed Himself in the dream to the king of Gerar, saying, "Oh, this is someone else's wife."
啊，这发现啊，这个不是这样啊，那就不能玷辱这个撒拉。
So it couldn't dirty Sarah.
那可能我们会进一步问啊，有一些人犯罪，神有阻挡；有些人犯罪，神没有阻挡。
And so sometimes we may have a question saying, how come God allows some people to sin, and sometimes God prevents people from sinning?
好像有些人传福音啊，神好像在帮助他；有些人传福音，好像神就让他单打独斗。有些时候我们感觉是这样的：有帮助，没有帮助；有阻挡，或是没有阻挡。
Sometimes we feel that God helps some people in preaching the gospel, and some He doesn't help some, and with also with regard to sin.
那到底有没有什么原则啊？
Is there a principle in this?
你不要问我。
Do not ask me.
我不能代替神回答这个问题。
Because I cannot answer this in behalf of God.
我不知道说为什么这个亚当要犯罪，亚当夏娃要犯罪，神没有阻挡。然后这个建筑巴别塔，神有阻挡，我不知道为什么。这个到底是原则在哪里啊？是不是因为他有包红包啊？不知道，不是这样的，当然不是这样。不知道什么原则，你不要问我，不要问我。
So don't ask me what principle God has applied in preventing someone from sinning.Or some for other purposes too.
但是我知道
But I know.
一个人要犯罪，神阻挡他，这是好的，这是我知道的。
That it is good that if God prevents someone from sinning.
这个我就可以回答了。
And I can answer this.
哦，那你当我们要犯错的时候，你要神来阻挡比较好，还是神不要阻挡，使我犯罪的事情成功呢？你要选择哪一样呢
？So, which one do you choose? Do you want God to prevent you from sinning, or the other way?
那既然不知道神为什么对这个人这样，对那个人这样，那我们只好祷告啊。我们可以求啊，这个一定是符合神旨意的啊。符合神的旨意的事情，你就要求啊，平常就要求了。我真的有那么一天要犯错，神，你让我失败，一败涂地。
So this is according to the will of God that if we are to sin, To ask God to prevent us from sinning.
我们现在的祷告好像缺乏这种豪情壮志。
So our sometimes our prayer lacks vitality.
我们现在的祷告好像没有办法显出这么伟大的精神来。
We cannot have this good spirit.
是时候啊，我们要来学习这个道理啊。
So we should learn this teaching.
啊，那我们再问，对付这个罪恶到这样就可以了吗
？It is it to it is it.To,
还不够
，It's not enough.
你想要犯罪，我们想要犯罪。
So when we have this desire to sin,
神来阻挡
，When God opposes,
当然也是好事了。那更好的是你不要想要犯罪嘛。
So what's best is for us not to think about sinning.
那这个可以求吗
Can we think about? Can we ask God for this?
一样都是大卫的祷告哦。你看我们他、啊、这个祷告对付罪哦，真的很彻底啊。再看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139。
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139。
一百三十九篇开始就说神鉴察我认识我，不管我什么，连心思意念、舌头上的话，他都知道啊。
So in the beginning, he talked about how God has searched him and known him.
所以他的祷告是怎么样？看二十三节、二十四节。
Verse 23.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties.
啊，看在我里面有什么恶性没有？引导我走永生的道路。
And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
他就说：“神啊，你在考验我，来显露我的心，让我自己看到。”
And so God, is, sorry, David is asking God to reveal his own heart to him, to himself, that he can change.
心里面有没有什么样的恶念，想要去做出一些恶行出来
？To see if there's any wicked way in him.
那这个鉴察试炼呢？怎么鉴察？怎么试炼呢
？So how do you test your own thoughts？
哦，听到。
So to listen to the word of God。
常常来参加聚会，听到就常常得到提醒勉励，就好像是在试炼，好像在鉴察。
So you are, it's like in if you come to services often and listen to the word of God, it is like into testing your own thoughts。
还有读圣经
，and reading the Bible as well.
每天读圣经，每天就照镜子。
So if you read the Bible, it's likened to looking at a mirror.
照镜子，照出我们脸上污秽，我们就可以把它擦掉。
You can see your own reflection and your own blemishes, and you can wipe it away.
所以我们要常常带着一面镜子，圣经就是我们的镜子。
And so our Bibles are like a mirror to us.
哦，我们这个镜子把我们脸上的污秽照出来，我们会把它擦掉，不是把这个镜子打破。没有人会把镜子打破啊！你要谢谢镜子显出你的真面目啊
！We should be grateful to the mirror to see reveal our true self.
访问
and visitations
啊，教会的人来访问我们。
So once visitations from people from church from brethren
根据圣经勉励我们
and through the encouragement of the Bible
可能就是主耶稣差派的使者啊啊，针对我们的需要来帮助我们。
So God may send a messenger to help us.
或是说主耶稣借着环境、啊、来教导、啊、管教我们，这个也都是在试炼我们的心。
So all through the environment, God is trying to teach us something. These are all to test our thoughts and our hearts.、
啊、要犯罪，神阻挡当然是好，但是更好的是不要想犯罪嘛。
So it is best for us to think not to sin.
那想不要想犯罪，就是要求神来鉴察，显露出我们有什么不好嘛。
And so it is best for us to ask God to reveal the things that we need to work on.
啊，这样够了吗
？Is this enough？
也是还不够呢。
Is not enough？
哦，然后还有一个经节可以让我们继续探讨下去。
There's one more verse for reference.
就是说有不好的意念，神把我们显露。但是更好的是什么？更好是你不要有不好的意念嘛。
So it is good that God's revealed our wicked thoughts, but it's better to have no wicked thoughts at all.
我们看诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51。
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51。
第十节。
Verse 10。
五十一篇第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10。
也是大卫的诗歌。
It's a psalm of David.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
哦，他这个地方向神祷告。
So here he asked God for a prayer.
求神为我造清洁的心。
A prayer to ask God to create in him a clean heart.
啊，可贵的就是他懂得来。得到一个清洁的心。
What's very precious is that he knows how to ask God to give him a clean heart.
他知道罪的最根本的问题是心的问题。
He knows the main problem with sin derives from the bottom of our hearts.
如果他的心是清洁的，他想的就是善的事情。
So if our hearts are clean, then what we think will be clean.
就像主耶稣说的，从一个善的心就发出善的意念来。
It's like what Jesus said, a clean heart has clean thoughts.
那这个清洁的心怎么得到呢？
So how do we obtain this clean heart?
他承认他自己没办法。
So he says he can't do it.
他是王。
He's a king.
可以指挥军队。
He can command his army.
可以制服敌人。
He can conquer his enemies.
但是他制服不了自己的心。
But cannot subdue his own heart.
清洁的心不是从自己来追求的。
So a clean heart is not something you can pursue, you can maintain by yourself.
清洁的心不是修心养性可以得到的。
It is not through much meditation or a lot of.
要被造。
You need to be created.
重新去造。
You need to be recreated.
谁可以给我们清洁的心？
So who is able to bestow us a clean heart?
这个王谦卑地来到神面前。
And this king humbly, came before the presence of God.
他没有求荣华富贵。
He did not seek for glory, riches, or fame.
他求神给他造清洁的心。
He asked God to create in him a clean heart.
我们都听过很多的故事哈。
So we listen to a lot of stories.
修心养性，吃斋念佛。
So to be a good person, you need to do this and that.
有一个大和尚带小和尚。
And there's a monk, two monks.
在山上，然后明天师父带你去，这个当趟去看一看啊。但是你要小心，当趟有一种动物很危险，你一定要远离。
So the elder monk instructs the younger monk to be careful, wary of a, to be wary of a creature.
什么动物呢？
So what is this creature?
那种动物头发长长的啊。这个脸上面好像彩色盘啊，那个指甲很长啊，长裙飘逸，那个动物很厉害哦，你不要被它吃掉哦。
And do not be eaten by this cunning creature who has really long hair.
啊，那个动物叫做老虎。
So it's a tiger.
啊，去游览了一天回来，回到山上，师父问他说：“那你今天游览了这个当趟一天，那你最喜欢什么东西啊？”
So he went through the town just to have a look, browse and what he asked him what he saw.
他说：“报告师父，我最喜欢老虎。”
So he reported back saying, "I love the tiger the most."
啊，那个师父口中的老虎就是那个打扮的啊，非常的艳丽的啊，这个婀娜多姿的一些不好的女人呐、啊。
And so these are the bad women who are disguised as something pretty.
修心养性，造清洁的心，不是违反人性逆向操作，不是这样。清洁的心是从神那里被造的，不是你在污秽里面一直打滚挣扎。你在污秽里面打滚挣扎，是越来越污秽。
So、
没有办法清洁。
If you roll around in your own dirt and filth, then you cannot overcome this. We can only overcome this through having God creating us a clean heart.
要有一台吊车把它吊离开。
And so if you are to move a car away,
洗一洗它干净了。
And if you are to clean it,
不是让它在那个烂泥巴一直打滚一直挣扎，只是显出它更大的污秽跟错误。
So if you keep letting it wallow in its own filth, then it will just be more filthy.
所以要神造我们清洁的心。
So we need God to create in us a clean heart.
啊，怎么样才能够达到？
And so how do we achieve this?
向神求圣灵。
So ask God to give us the Holy Spirit.
这个灵让我们有坚定的意志来帮助我们生命得更新，所以心就清洁。
And so may we have this renewed, steadfast spirit so that we can be purified.
我们要常常祷告，圣灵充满，来依着圣灵的意思来行事。
So we need to often pray, all pray always to do according to the will of the Holy Spirit.
对付罪要到这个程度。
And we should treat sin as such.
求主帮助我们大家。
May God help us all.
我们都有可能成为完全，因为神的灵帮助我们。
So we have this, all have this possibility of becoming perfect because we have the Spirit of God to help us.
有一些过失过错，我们求主来赦免，使我们重新有清洁的心。
And may God forgive all our transgressions. May we can have a pure heart.
我们唱诗441首。
Let's sing hymn 411. 441.